Tonight is Monday night, March the 3rd, or second day of the month of Adar Bet. This is the Gemara Shir up to Sukkah Nuvav Amar Aleph. Okay, last week we concluded the Gemara, which said that the halacha is V'hilchasa Sukkah V'akazman, three lines before the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So there are just several ha'arot on this conclusion of the Gemara. Number one is the Rambam paskind that you're supposed to say Sukkah v'acha kach zman. First you say Leishe Basukkah, then Shechiyanu. If that's the case, he should have paskined in relationship to the distribution of the lechem apanim, as well as the shtei alechem on Shavuos, that the shtei alechem go first, due to the fact that the reason why we paskin that sukkah goes before zman is because the chovas hayom adif, the obligation of the unique obligation of the day takes priority over something else, over something that is tadir. So therefore, Sukkah, which is the unique obligation of Sukkos, takes priority over the Brach of Shechiyanu. If that's the case, in the distribution of the Lechem Apanim versus the Shtei Alechem is Chayvas Hayayim, somewhat unique for the Yantav of Shavuos. Distribution of Lechem Apanim takes place every single Shabbos. Why did the Rambam paskin like our Stam Mishnah, which says that you're supposed to you distribute first Heilecha Matzah V'Heilecha Chametz. First you distribute the Lechem Apanim, which were made out of Matzah, then the Shtei Alechem, which are made out of Chametz. He should have paskened like Abba Shaul, who says that you're supposed to have Chametz and then Matzah, Shtei Alechem, before the Lechem Apanim. So there are several answers which Achroinim give. Number one, if you take a look at Tosfos, maybe the Rambam agrees with Tosfos. So Tosfos asks this question. Last Tosfos on the page, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, V'hilchasa Sukkah V'achar Hazman, says the Mishnah, says the V'loi Chayshinon L'stam Masnisen, Diktani Heilech Matzah Heilech Chametz. We're not worried about the Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah said that in the order of the distribution of Lechem Apanim and Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, you're supposed to distribute the Lechem Apanim first. Well, why? After all, the Chayvas Hayom Adif, asks Tosfos. Once we paskin like Rav, that Sukkah V'acha Kach Zman, that you're supposed to recite Leishe B'Sukkah before Shechiyanu, you should have paskined against the Stam Mishnah and paskin. Why does the Stam Mishnah say that way? How will Rav and our Hilchasa jive with the Stam Mishnah? The Stam Mishnah says no. You distribute Matzah, which is the Lechem Apanim, before the Shtei Alechem, which is Chametz. So Tosfos just says, V'loi Chashina l'Stam Mishnisim? Favos Nisht? Why Loi Chashina? Why? Why suddenly don't we care about the Stam Mishnah being against the Psak, which the Gemara had just concluded? So Tosfos gives a second answer. First he says, I just don't care. That's a very good answer. I don't care. V'loi chashina. Now he gives another answer. Inami. Choshiv nami lechem apanim. Choivas hayayim. Afal pi shehem mishabah shavra. Says Tosfos, who said that the Lechem Hapanim are any inferior as a Chovas Hayom versus the Shtei Alechem? Despite the fact that the Lechem Hapanim are distributed every single Shabbos, which Shabbos triggers, what is considered the distribution point of the Lechem Hapanim? The Shabbos when you distribute it. Because after all, the Lechem Apanim are put on one Shabbos. They sit in the Shulchan all week. Next week, you replace the Lechem Apanim with new ones, and you distribute the old ones. So the distribution, says Tosis, is also considered the chayvus hayom. That is considered the chayvus of today. So there are two chovot hayom. There is a chayvus hayom of the yontif of Shavuos, a chayvus hayom of the yontif of Shabbos, and I'm going to give priority to the chayvus hayom of Shabbos as opposed to the chayvus hayom of Shavuos. Why? Because if I have two chovot hayom, I might as well consider tadiv v'sheino tadiv. So at least in the second explanation, Tosis gives us such reason why I would ignore the Stam Mishneh, despite the fact that I paskin Sukkah v'achakach zman. So we're not really ignoring the Psak of the Gemara. With Tosis' second answer is we're not ignoring the Stam Mishneh. The Stam Mishneh also is aware of the fact that Chayvas Hayom Adiv. But the distribution of the Lechem Apanim is also the Chayvas Hayom. It's the unique Chayvas Hayom of that particular Shabbos. So it is possible that the Rambam bought into what Tosis said in his second answer, and therefore the Rambam indeed paskin the way I just said. He says that you say Leshe Pasukah, and then he says by distribution of chametz, he paskins in Tmidin and Musafin that you distribute the Lechem Apanim, which is matzah, before the chametz. So it is possible that he agrees with Tosis. There is a second explanation suggested by the Or Sameach. And the Or Sameach says that the reason why we tip the scale in favor of the Lechem Hapanim versus the Shtei Alechem, even though we normally would say that the Chayvas Hayom Adiv, is because there is another factor weighing in favor of the Lechem Hapanim. Namely, the day to which each mitzvah is related. The Lechem Hapanim is related to Shabbos. And Kedusha Shabbos, as we say, is always kova'as v'omedes. It's fixed. It doesn't require any act of bezdin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed, v'yavarech Elohim es yom ha'shvi'i, v'yakadesh oso. And hence, any mitzvah that is related specifically to the Shabbos has a sanctity which is a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endowment every single Shabbos, not necessarily dependent upon Beis Din. Whereas the Shtei Alechem is a unique Yom Tov Halacha, and the Shtei Alechem is not something which is Kavua Ve'omedes. Shtei Alechem depends on when the Yom Tov of Shavuos is going to be. So the Yom Tov of Shavuos is going to depend on several things. Number one, when the Yom Tov of Pesach is going to be declared. And then you will now determine when the counting of the Omer is. Well, we don't know how many months, how many days of the month of Iyar and the month of Sivan will be. Therefore, the Gemara in Shabbos, a very famous Gemara, says that sometimes Shavuos is on the fifth day of Sivan, sometimes it's on the sixth day of Sivan, sometimes it's on the seventh day of Sivan. If both Iyar and Nisan have only 29 days, then an additional day of the Omer, of the count of the Omer, is going to be used up and going into Sivan. So it'll be on the seventh day. If both of them are Mole, 2 days of counting the Omer will be used up in Nisan and Iyar. If the one is Chaser and one is Shavuot, they'll be on the sixth. So since it's not Kavua v'Omedes, says the Or Sameach, we prefer something whose mitzvah is related to Kedusha Kivua versus a mitzvah that is related to a Kedusha that fluctuates based on Kviyus Bezdin. So says the Or Sameach, right here in Hilchos Sukkah. A third answer is suggested by the Evan Ozel. And he says as follows. It's a very interesting chakira. Whenever you have a mitzvah to eat kudshim, is the mitzvah a mitzvah on the gavra, a kohen has to eat whatever it is, or is the mitzvah on the cheftza? Namely, that kudshim have to be mitachlim, they have to be consumed. But not that there is any specific mitzvah on any particular kohen to eat it. So all of the Brisker always assumed that for the mitzvah of Kachim, there is no specific mitzvah upon a Kohen to eat Kachim. There is none. The mitzvah is that Kachim have to be consumed in their proper time. But there is no specific mitzvah upon any particular Kohen. If that's the case, the whole discussion becomes moot. What is the discussion in our Gemara is when a person has to do something. What does a person give priority to? Does he give to what? To the Chayvas Hayayim? Or does he say Tadim V'Sheino Tadim? But all of that is predicated upon the fact that what? That there is a chiyuv upon an individual to do something. When it comes to kachim, there may not be any specific chiyuv upon anyone to do anything. As a result, the rules of the Gemara can be thrown out. Once the rules can be thrown out, you can determine to what? To distribute the lechem upon him before the shtei lechem. For any reason that you might think is relevant, but our guidelines of our Gemara don't necessarily apply. Because our guidelines operate on the assumption that the person has to do something. The only question is, which one shall he prioritize? If there is no specific obligation upon you to do anything, under those circumstances, we do not necessarily have to follow the guidelines, and as a result, it is perfectly okay for the Rambam to paskin that you hold that by sukkah it is sukkah of achakach zman, and by matzah and chametz by shtei alechem, I will distribute the lechem upon him before the shtei alechem.
What's the argument to say that the kachem issue? Does anyone hold that the chol is on the kohen?
You look. The Torah says that the kohen should eat it, right? Kol zachar bivnei aharon yochlena. It's a pasuk in Parshat Tzav. So you could say it's a mitzvah on everybody. Kol zachar, any male shall eat it. That's what it says. So if you wanted to be technical, there is a mitzvah on the tribe, on the shevet hakahuna, to eat it. Or do you say no? Okay. A fourth answer is to say that the Rambam agrees with the Rush. The Rush, if you remember correctly, we mentioned last week, believes that there is another reason why Sukkah has to precede Zman, and the Gemara has not, its reasons are not relevant at all. What is the reason why Sukkah has to precede Zman? What did the Rush say, Rabotai? Because to make sure that the Brach of Zman also covers the sukkah. So, if that's the reason, then our Gemara's reasons of Rav and Rabba Bar Chana are thrown out the window. Our Gemara seems to say that the reason why sukkah has to go before Zman is because the Chayvas Hayayim Adiv. If the Chayvas Hayayim Adiv is the factor that is driving sukkah before Zman, then your question is a legitimate one. Why don't we say that the distribution of the Shtei Alechem precedes the Lechem Apanim? Because it seems to be the same factor. Chayvas Hayayim before Chayvas Hayayim. But if we now introduce another reason why Sukkah is recited before Zman, what's the reason? Not because Chayvas Hayayim Adiv. It's because I want to make a demonstrative statement that the brach of Shechiyanu includes not only the Kedushas Hayayim, but the Sukkah as well. In which case, we're not using Rav's explanation. So therefore, it's V'hilchasa Sukkah V'achazman. And what did the Gemara not say? V'hilchasa K'rav. Because the halach is not like Rav. It's the halach is like Rav below Kitayme de Rav, not because of Rav's reason. Once you're not married to what? To Chayvas Hayom Adif, then there is no reason why you have, there's no question that emerges that the Rambam contradicted himself. He didn't contradict himself based on the fact that he assigned Sukkah before Zman, not because of the Gemara's reasons, but rather perhaps because of the Rush's reason. That's he'ara number one. He'ara number two. Should we assume that chayvas hayom, the mitzvah of the yom is adif, it also brings into question several other scenarios of which mitzvah goes first. And one mitzvah that I'm going to tell you about is the machlokes, the Ramah and the Guin. Here is the case. It's Rosh Hashanah, and there is a little pisher, 8 days old, that has to be circumcised. What is the practice in all of our shuls, Rabotai? When do we do a bris on Rosh Hashanah? Right before Musaf. Right before Tkiyah Shofar. That's correct. That's what we do. After Laney, you get Tkiyah Shofar, you break the bris. Very nice. That's what everybody does. That's because we follow the Ramah. That's what he says you should do. The Gaon quotes our Gemara and says, no. And I'm sorry that I left the sheets in the school. The Gaon says, you're supposed to what? Chir Yoma first. First blow Shofar and then do Mila. Shofar is the unique Mitzvah Hayom today. Mila is the eighth day. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not the Chir Yoma. It's not the Yom. Happens to be the eighth day. But therefore the Gaon says you should always blow Shofar and then...
You can argue it is a Chovas Hayom.
Okay?
You can make that argument.
Right? But it's not the way the Chovas Hayom, which our Gemara understands it.
Understood.
The Gemara says Kedushas Hayom. So the Gemara is... I hear what you're saying. It's the eighth day. Okay, maybe that's what's running through the... That's what's running through maybe the Rambah's mind. Maybe it is. What? What is that?
You don't want to have one more Jew during the show?
Well, the kid's a Jew before his bris mila.
He's an
Arel. Doesn't mean he's not Jewish. He's still chayv with kishuv. It's not chayv with kishuv either way. Okay.
I can understand the argument when you're, or as a Tom, when you're doing kish. What does bris have to do with shofar and kedushas?
No, because the question is, which one's going to be kedima? Which one goes first? You have to do both.
They're not related. I mean, it's...
Okay, but it's just the question, which do you do?
Why don't you do Musa first?
What?
Why don't you do Musa first?
Why don't you do Musa first?
Yeah.
Because in the Brit... The reason why we do Bris Mila first, before Musaf, is because in Tfilas Musaf, we mention Bris 15 times. Uh-huh. That's why.
Okay.
So that's one. A second case will be Megillah versus Bris Mila. Same debate. Megillah versus Bris Mila. So, what's the Chayvus Hayayim? Megillah. So the Gaon says, you should do Megillah before for the Bris. And the Ramah... What? Ah, so that was the Shagas Aryeh. That's one of his proofs. Excellent. Shagas Aryeh says what? That Doraisa and the Rabbanan... don't play any decision as to which one gets Kadima. That was last week's shiur. However, listen very carefully. There is a Tosfos in Megillah in which Tosfos just quotes practices of the Yontif of Purim. And he says, Tosfos quotes it, you'll check it, it's on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Megillah. Tosfos says, you should keep the Sefer Torah out during Kriyas HaMegillah. We know that we read the Megillah after Kriyas HaTorah. So when are the two minhagim, Rabotai, as to when you put back the Sefer Torah? When are the two minhagim? One is Nusach Ashkenaz, one is Nusach Sfar. So Nusach Ashkenaz says, when do you put back the Sefer Torah? Right after Kriyas HaTorah. When is Nusach Sfar? Right after Avodat Zion. They say Ashi Avodat Zion, then Kaddish, and then they put back the Sefer Torah. So, and it's the Mechaber and the Ramah. All of a sudden, Tosfos says, on Purim only, after Kriyas HaTorah, even though Tosfos normally says, you put back the Sefer Torah right before Ashrei, here he says, keep it out until after Kriyas HaMegillah. And nobody understands why Tosfos makes this particular point. So the Rav once suggested that it's based on the fact that in the Megillah itself, we will recite the pasuk, we all chime in and say it, La Yehudim Haysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasa V'Ikar. So number one, each one of those phrases, words, refers to, according to Chazal, to a different mitzvah. Oira, Zutaira, Sason and Simcha and Vikar. One of Sason is Mila, right? Because it says Sason Oichalam Rasecha. So therefore, since Ora refers to Torah, Tosis is of the opinion that when the Megillah is read and you're going to read this particular pasuk, the Torah should be right out there demonstrating that that we are committed to Torah. When we read La'ihudam Ha'isa'ira, Vikar is wearing tefillin. Vikar is your tefillin. Teferes, Vikar. So therefore, the Ramah says you should never take off your tefillin before what? For reading the Megillah. Don't take off your tefillin before reading the Megillah. So therefore, the same thing is true by Bris Milah. Even though the Ramah by Shofar says, First you do Mila, then Tekiyah Shofar, and the Gaon disagrees. Here the Gaon disagrees also, but there is a second reason for what? To support the Gaon in this case. To reject the Gaon in this case. To support the Ramah. Why? Because of this secondary consideration that if you want to demonstrate Soson Zumila, so as the Megillah is being read, you have a child who has been mal right in front of you. Just as you have Kriya Satay, you have what? Tefillin, you have the Milah. That's why that might be a reason to disagree with the Goan in that regard.
Using the reasoning of, I forgot who was it, in the first Torah, subpart 5, where he said that things are being kvius by Hashem and kvius by,
right?
So you would also argue against the Gaon, because Bris Milah is automatic and Rosh Hashanah is determined by the Rabban.
Yeah, you could use that. Yeah, the Orach Shemach would do that. A second example happens to be if you have lazy Jews who are not Mekadesh de Levana by the 14th of Adar. And the question is, does Kiddush Levana go before what? Kriyas HaMegillah. So, the Noida Behuda said that Birchas HaLevana goes first. Why? Tadu V'Sheinu Tadu, Tadu Kaidim. And the Maram Shik says, no. Our Sugya says what? Chayvus HaYayim first. Chayvus HaYayim happens to be Kriyas HaMegillah. So then afterwards you go out and... Yeah. Okay, Lama Gain Viter. Says the Gemara, Mishmar Shizmano Kavua Ushar Kabanos Tzibur. The Mishnah had said, look on the Mishnah Nunei Amid Beis, the second to the last line of the Mishnah. Mishmash is mana kavua, hu makrif tamidim nidarim and adavos ushar kabanos tzibur. The normal, even on the Yantiv of Sukkot or Pesach HaShavuos, they only distribute equally amongst all of the Kohanim the korbanot that are bar machmas haregel, but korbanot that are not machmas haregel, such as tamidim, Nidarim and Nidavos, and then Sha'ar Korbanos Tzibur. So asks the Gemara, Sha'ar Korbanos Tzibur Lasuye Mai. What exactly is it coming to what? To be Marbe? Which Korban is it coming to be Marbe when it says Usha'ar Korbanos Tzibur? Answers the Gemara, La'asuye Par Helim Davos Shel Tzibur Usirei Avodas Kachavim. This is referring to the following situation. It's based on a combination of Parshas Shlach and Parshas Vayikra. If you have a situation where Beis Din makes a mistake and tells Am Yisrael that they're allowed to do something which is technically prohibited mid'oraisa, not only is it prohibited, its penalty is under Kares or Mises Beis Din. So Bezdin got up one day and said, you're allowed to, let's talk of something that is a chi of Shabbos, so the chi of Kares. You're allowed to go ahead and sit there with your watermelon and flick out the pits with your fingers. Just flick them out. You're allowed to do that. Okay? Very nice. So that might be an Iser of Borer. And if you do that, B'shoigeg Yechayev Akar Mechatas. And here, Klal Yisrael was told that it's okay. By whom? By Bezdin. Bezdin finally is aware of the fact that what? That they made a mistake. So you have 800,000 Jews who ate, who were Mechal Shabbos B'shoigeg. They thought it was mutter, because the Bezdin said it was okay. So you don't need everybody to bring a Kor Mechatas. You bring what is called a Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Only the Bezdin will bring a tzibur. What have a korban chatas? They will solicit one chatas from each shevet, one par from each shevet. That's all you need. That's what it means. Par helam davar shel tzibur. When they made a mistake about avoid zara, that's the pasuk at the end of Parsha Shlach, and. Even though it doesn't say black on white specifically Avoy Dezara, but Chazal interpret it as Avoy Dezara, there, in addition to the bulls, there also are Yud Bet Se'irim, also 12 Se'irim. But that's a par haba b'shogeg specifically on Avoy Dezara, not on anything else, specifically on Avoy Dezara. So the Gemara says that when the Mishnah said Usha'ar Karbanos Tzibur, it comes to let you know that what? That we are obligated to offer these Karbanot if only to the Mishmar HaKavua. Only the Mishmar HaKavua. The rest of the Kohanim do not distribute in that particular Karban. Rashi, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Bedibur hamatzchel par helim davar shel tzibur." Says Rashi, "Im ira bohen beregel sheovru avera b'hiroas bezdin." It's talking about that they violated on Yom Tov itself. Bezdin made this psak halacha, and now they're coming on Yom Tov. Most other Rishonim say that compelled Rashi to say that. Could have said what?
They violated on Yom Tov.
No, the issue is not the violation. It's when Bezdin made the Horah.
They made the Horah on Yom Tov.
That's correct.
So what forced Rashi to say that?
That's what all Rishonim want to know. And what happens if they've made the decision on Erev Yom Tov, but they didn't have a chance to bring the Korban yet? So you bring it on Chol HaMoed Yom Tov.
They made the bad decision, they made the realization.
The decision and the realization. If you didn't come to the realization, there's nothing to talk about.
Those are at different times.
Right. But according to Rashi, everything took place on Yom Tov. So I guess the Hurrah came, people violated it, and
they realized it.
Everyone's saying, what's compelling Rashi? And if it happened a day or two before, also not so terrible difficult.
What does
Im
Ira mean?
In Ira, if it occurred. If it occurred.
So how do those words imply that
it says Imher Boregel. If it occurred on Yom Tov.
That they realized Shabbat Rav Erev Haras, but that they realized.
No.
Let's say they realized it a week before.
Right. Or 2 days before. Yeah, what's to make a difference?
Whatever they bring in.
Why wouldn't it be brought right then? It's only brought in.
Because let's assume they didn't. That's all. You know, they have to have transgressed and realized that they made a mistake. But what's compelling Rashi to say Beregel?
I'm saying when somebody, why wouldn't it have been brought right away?
Because they didn't, that's all. If they did, they did. But if they didn't, what's the problem? They're bringing it in Chol HaMoed. What's the problem? Yeah. Now, the Pasuk actually says, who should offer this particular korban? From our Mishnah, it says that the korban is going to be offered to whom? To the Mishmar Shizmano Kavua. To the Mishmar who has its regular time. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra And Rashi in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, specifically states that who brings this? Kohen HaMoshiach. There is a certain Kohen who is called the Kohen Mashuach. The Kohen who is Mashuach, anointed with oil. He's not the Kohen Gadol. He's the Kohen HaMashuach. What does this Kohen do? He's got some specific charges. In Parshas Shoftim, the Torah tells you that when you go out for war, so the Kohen HaMashuach has to come and give you the pep rally. Don't be afraid. Lo ta'artzu mipnehem. Why? Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu ha'olechem lechem hu yilochem lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to battle for you. Don't be afraid of those Arabs. Don't be afraid of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be on your side. Fine. The Kohen Mashuach is also identified in Parshas Vayikra as the one Kohen who's bringing this Korban. Im HaKohen HaMashiach. So Rashi says that the Kohen Mashuach is the one who's makriv these Korbanos. In which case, it's against this Mishnah. Because the Kohen Mashuach does not necessarily come from a particular Mishmar Shizmana Kavua. Whoever happens to be the Kohen Mashuach, he is the one who brings the Korban. So our Gemara here doesn't seem to jive with Rashi, who supports the notion that it's always the Kohen Mashiach who brings the Korban, in which case it would not be Kol HaMishmaro Shavos, and it would not be Mishmar Shizmana Kavua. It would be the Kohen Mashiach. He's the one who's makro for the Korbanos.
Is it possible that there were multiple
that we don't see that. We don't see. Always called Kohen HaMashuach. The anointed Kohen.
How do we know it's not the Kohen Gadol? He was anointed.
Because it would say the Kohen Gadol. The Torah knows how to say it. HaKohen HaGadol Me'achav. When it assigns Avodah to the Kohen Gadol, we know how the Torah says that. There's such a guy called the Kohen Mashuach. Mm-hmm. That's what he is.
Can't be two names of the same guy.
It could be, but it's not.
It's, where does it ever say that another Kohen is anointed?
In that pasuk. No, there, every Kohen was initially anointed. All the Kohen were initially anointed. Subsequently, only two Kohanim are anointed, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Mashuach. That's all. But there is a difference. You know when you can ask your question? During Bayis Sheni. During Bayis Sheni, there's no Mashiach, there's no Shem and HaMishkan. So a Kohen Gadol will become endowed by Ribui Begadim, just putting on the eight garments. The Kohen Mashuach has no way to become especially endowed because he wears Arba Gvadim. He doesn't wear...
What type of error is the Beis Din making when it comes to Avodah Zarah? They're saying something is not Avodah Zarah, it turns out that it is? That kind of mistake?
They said you're allowed to bow down to the Shketchka. Yeah. It's very strange. You have to have a... Yeah, it's hard to understand.
It's not a matter of I know from a book.
I don't know exactly. I didn't check the cases, but you're right. It's hard to understand. How does a Beis Din make a mistake about something that's awesome with the rice and chayiv kares? Not only about a Avodah Zarah, but anything. You're talking about Beis Din HaGadol. It's very strange.
By the inauguration of the first base of Mikdash, nobody celebrated Yom Kippur.
That is correct.
They say after that, the Gemara says that after that, and it's included. The Gemara says that after that, the Beis Din wondered if they made the right decision that everyone should need.
Okay, but Beis
Din. The gospel came out and said it was okay.
That's correct. Correct.
So this example, they almost made it. They thought they might have made a mistake.
Yeah, but there wasn't, okay, that would be an interesting example. Yeah. The Shivas Yemei HaMishnah wasn't about the Zara, but he's eating on Yom Kippur.
It's
Chayiv Kares. Yeah. See, although we've had evidence that Kohanim Gedolim were Tzdukim and other people, we don't have any evidence that members of the Sanhedrin had been corrupt, or Amaratzim for that matter. You know, it's hard to imagine. It's hard. Good, so that refers to what? Par, helem, davar, shotzibo, asira, avodis, kechab. Then the last three words of the Mishnah is, v'hu, makruv, v'sakol. And he, the mishmash, is mana kavua, is makrif everything. Well, that's certainly an extra phrase. Ask the Gemara, la'asuye mai? La'asuye kayitz ha-mizbeach. Kayitz ha-mizbeach is a situation when the mizbeach is empty, so they would bring korbanot from money that was collected in the Trumas HaLishka, where they had extra money available. They would purchase behemoth just to keep the Mizbeach going. And that's called Olas Kakayitz. So the ones who bring that particular korban is again the Mishmosh's Mano Kavua. It's hard to imagine on a Yom Tov that the Mizbeach sitting empty, knowing that everybody in Klal Yisrael has to bring their Kabbonas Aliyah L'Regel. I can understand in the middle of Cheshvan, in the middle of the winter, when nobody's coming, it is only a Korban Tamid Shachar. Okay, Korban Tamid Shabbat Abayim, I can understand. But not a Yontif, when everybody has to bring their Aliyah L'Regel and their Korbanos, the Nedarim Nedavos, that they made promises all along, it's hard to imagine that there'd be lots of time left. But that's what the Mishnah says. So any time they decided to bring a korban because of this Keitz HaMizbeach, the Mishmar Shizmano Kavua handles that one as well.
What's the source for the Mizbeach not being able to be idle?
I don't remember. I don't know exactly. Don't remember.
No, how do you know the
Mizbeach
can't be?
Yeah, how do you know that there is? Who taught them the halacha that there is Keitz HaMizbeach? I don't know. Yeah. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Yom Tov Hasomuch L'Shabbos. Bein Milafoneha, Bein Milaachreha. Hayukol HaMishmaro Shavos Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. Here the Mishnah handles a very practical consideration. As we said a few minutes ago, the distribution of the Lechem HaPanim is always on Shabbos. There is a Mishmar HaNichnas and a Mishmar HaYotze. The Mishmarot changed on Shabbos. The previous week's Mishmar is called the Mishmar HaYotze. And the one that's starting this coming week is the Mishmar HaNichnas. So they would split the Lechem HaPanim normally between the Mishmar HaYotze and the Mishmar HaNichnas. But if Yom Tov is Friday or Sunday, you can't expect somebody who was there for a Yom Tov on a Friday to go home on Shabbos. Or Yom Tov is Sunday, you can't expect him to show up on Sunday, because he's now out of travel on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, whenever you have Yontiv Hasomuch L'Shabbos, Bein Milfonah Bein Achreah, Hayukol HaMishmaro Shavos Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. All of the Mishmarot are equal for the distribution of the Lechem Apanim. Why? Because all of all the Mishmarot have to be there for Yontiv. So if they have to be there for Yom Tov, they're going to have to be there around Shabbos. They can't get there, They can't travel to the Mikdash for the first day of Yom Tov on Sunday. And they can't leave the Mikdash, can't leave Yerushalayim, if Yom Tov was on a Friday. So once they had to be there, they had a right to be there, and they had to be there Friday and Sunday, so we will now allow them on the Shabbos to participate in the distribution of the Lechem Apanim, even though normally the distribution of Lechem Apanim is only for the Mishmar Shizmano Kavua. This is a special takana made for the Kahanim who couldn't get home or couldn't get there on time.
There's no other food except this.
What?
There's no other food except
this. Other food. Where does a Kohen get food from? You're asking too many practical questions.
Lots of meat.
What?
Lots of meat.
That's all? Yeah.
That's the most unpleasant.
And also, if you have that many people to give up, then they're not getting.
It's sufficient for one person.
It's a schooler.
But they're making it. So
they just break it up into smaller pieces.
Okay. The implication that they can't go home is that they're not going to eat unless they get this food. That's the whole thing. If it's a segula thing, that's not really very compelling. And if it's not a segula thing, it's really, there's not going to be enough for kezias for everybody.
I know. Okay. It's a good question. If you have all the mishmar shavos, they didn't increase. There's always 12 lechem upon it. So it's just a matter of how big a piece of shirayim you're going to get from the Rebbe. Either you're going to get a small piece of shirayim or a big piece of shirayim, depending on how many kahanim are there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why would they need more? They have kagonos out there.
Right, but then what's the whole premise is that the reason why we have to divide it among everyone is because they can't get home. Implication being, they can't get home, we have to feed these people. I mean, that's what I'm getting at.
They're eating anyway.
No, I don't think we have to feed them. Once they're there, you know, we want it, right? They can't try. Okay, so that...
They have a right to this look.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. Yeah. Cholios yom echad lehafsik binatayim. If, however, there is one day in between Yontov and Shabbos, so Yontov came out on Thursday, or Yontov comes out on Monday, mishmar shizmano kavua hayinotel eser chalos v'hamisakev notel shnayim. V'hamisakev notel shnayim. So Rashi learns hamisakev the simple way, if you would read the Mishnah. Namely, this mishmar shizmano kavua, they take are the ones who are the ones nichnasim and yotzim. All the others are like a little schleppers. You know, he came early, he left late, he's hanging around an extra day. So as a little token of our appreciation, we throw him a little bone and we give them the two lechem upon him to distribute amongst them. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam in Perek Dalad Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchos Tmidin and Musafin, and neither of our scribes are here.
It's on the tape.
I know, but the scribes, Carl Lifshitz, not here, and Howie's not here. So Rambam writes very interestingly that the word misakev he interprets as if misatzel. Maze atzlan? Lazy. What does it mean? That the mishmar who had what? If Yom Tov was on a Monday, the mishmar of that particular week said, why bother rushing up on Sunday?
The likelihood is that they're not going to make it home.
No. The mishmar was that week said, why bother rushing up on Sunday? Just for the one day? After all, on Monday is Yontif already. What's going to happen?
Everyone's coming.
Everybody's coming. So you know what? I'll stay home on Sunday already also. I'll join everybody when I'm good and ready on Monday or Tuesday. So Rashi, the Rambam calls the misatzel as those who would what?
Hayotzin.
Right. Hayotzin. They're going to say on the end side.
These are the guys who are supposed to come in on their regular mishmar, and they're getting gypped by Yontif because they're
right.
Coming in.
That's correct. They're gypped by Yontif on the both sides of it. So if Yontif is on a Thursday, what do they bother saying? Most of the kaharim, what it happens, they bother saying, why bother coming back? Why bother hanging around for Friday? Because Thursday is Yontif, everybody's working. You know, maybe I won't get to do much. Just Friday, I'm going to hang around just for Friday. So he's going to go home early. But those who stay, we now call them we're going to give them the two challahs. So, again, there is a consideration for those who are misakvin, that they consume two of the shtei alechem. U'bishar yamais hashana, and the rest of the year, when you don't have to conflict with Yom Tov, Hanichnas notel sheish, v'hayotzel notel sheish. The tribe that's coming in takes six, and the mishmar which going out takes six. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hanichnas Notel Sheva, Fahayotze Notel Chamesh. So the Gemara will explain later what's running through Rabbi Yehuda's mind, why they divide it up not equally, but the incoming get 7 and the outgoing get 5. Hanichnasin Cholkin Batsafon. Those who are entering distribute theirs on Safon. The Tzafon side of the Mikdash was always considered the more significant of the two, because as we say every single morning, Kadshe Kadshim, Shechitasim Batzafon. So as a result, that was considered a greater Zechus, and Hayotzin, those who are leaving, are Mischalkin Bidorom on the southern side. The Shulchan was on the southern side.
They're doing it inside the Hechal, right? Not outside, right? Doing it.
Yes.
The Shulchan's on the Sakon.
Okay. Yeah. But where did he divide up the Lechem upon it?
I do a lot of research on the base of Midrash. I thought that the Shulchan Lechem upon was on the Marav. I'm sorry, the Mizrach.
No, we got a picture right here.
I'm sorry, the Mizrach side.
Right here. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just...
I don't know about
it.
I'll look at the picture.
Continues the Mishnah. Yeah, continues the Mishnah. Bilga, there was one of the 24 Mishmarot of Bilga, Le'olam Choleches Bidarom, her Mishmar always distributed in the south side. The Gemara will talk about Bilga's family. Vitabata kivua v'chalona stuma, and there were also two other changes that they made concerning her mishmar, namely that the tabas, which they used to hang the meats on, was fixed, and she couldn't interchange it with others. The Gemara will talk about it. And chalona stuma, again, the Gemara will talk about her window. What window we're talking about? She has a cursed mishmar due to one or two things that she said. The Gemara will elaborate a great length about the last part of this Mishnah.
She has the chus of having a whole mishmar named after her.
Yes, that is true. Now, the Oruch Laner explains that if the Lechem Hapanim happened to belong to the mishmar Shizmana Kavua, How does the Mishnah say that if Yom Tov Hasamuch L'Shabbos, we all of a sudden can include Kol HaMishmar Shavos? By what right do they have to take away? We want to distribute the 12 Chalas amongst ourselves. What right do the Chachamim have to what? To distribute something else. Now, and they couldn't... Why? It's all. What did they make the accommodation of? Only for what? For the Lechem Apanim. They could not do so for any of the Korbanos. They could not say that, you know what? If Yantav was Friday or Sunday, any Korban brought on Shabbos, we're going to let Kol HaMishmar or Shabbos. It was only the Lechem Apanim. So the Oruch Laner explains the following, that we had learned that the fact that the Mishmaros was Shavos was based on a pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, Uba Bechol Avat Nafsho, that anybody who wants to come can come and do the Avodah. However, Livad Mimkarov Ha'alavot, with the exception of that which was traded amongst each Mishmar to be the exclusive. Since there is a halacha that of levad bim karav alavos, therefore Chazal, the Rabbanan, could not make any accommodations with it. But levad mim karav on avos is only on, as the pasuk says, chelik chelik yochelu levad mim karav olavot, on the distribution of the emurim which were distributed for the korbanos. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Lechem aparim are not included in that particular pasuk. So here, since it is possible for one mishmar to be mochel and say, you know what, we waive our exclusive rights to this lechem aparim and we'd like to share with everybody, once mechila is possible, the chachamim came along and said that what? We're mandating that you do this mechila. That it's against your will. We are going to make sure that all of the mishmaros are shavos, and because theoretically it is possible for them to cede their korban themselves. Once they enjoy the right to give it up themselves, the chachamim impose this, and hence kol hamishmaros shavos. So learns the Aruch Laner. But by the korbanos themselves, they could not have made that decision due to the fact that it's based on the pasuk of levad mim karav alavot chelak yechelak yechelu. Ask the Gemara. Ma'im lefonehah, ma'im leachrel. Ilema lefonehah yomtov rishon leachrel yomtov achron. Haynu shabbos shemsoy chachag. The Mishnah already talked about what? The previous Mishnah had spoken about Ilam Lefanel Yantav Rishon Achra Yantav Achron. So, right. The Gemara is going to wind up the way we said it. The Gemara wants to know when the Mishnah says, Shabbos, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos, Bein Milfona Bein Achreah. What does it mean, Bein Milfona Bein Achreah? If it means, Ilei Milfoneha, Yom Tov Rishon, that Shabbos is Lifoneha, meaning Shabbos is before the first day of Yom Tov, Le'achareha refers to Yom Tov, Le'achareha is Yom Tov Ha'achron, namely that Shabbos is, no, Yom Tov Ha'achron, last day of Yom Tov. That what follows Shabbos is Yom Tov Ha'achron. Ha'inu Shabbos Yusay Chachak.
If you say the first day is Yom Tov, then
Torah
it can't be Chol
HaMoed,
is what they're saying.
Right, it's not Chol HaMoed. If you wanted to say that what?
The first Yom Tov is before the first day of Yom Tov, so then Shabbos is Chol HaMoed. Or the last day is saying is the last day that follows is the last day of Yom Tov, it's Chol HaMoed. So it can't be that case. If the last day refers to the last day of Yom Tov,
the day after
refers to the last day of Yom Tov, then it's that was Shabbos is Chol HaMoed.
Right.
Before it was the first day of Yom Tov, it was Shabbos is Chol HaMoed.
Right, it's never right.
It has to be the other case.
Where that's always Shabbos Shemsoy Chachak.
Right.
So the Gemara answers, no. Elefoneha Yom Tov Acharon. Elefoneha Yom Tov Acharon. Leachareha Yom Tov Rishon. What does it mean, Lefoneha? Meaning that Yom Tov Acharon was
ends
before Shabbos. Leachareha means Yom Tov Rishon is before it. My timer, what's the reason?
But Yom Tov Rishon is after Shabbos.
Is after Shabbos. Yes. After Shabbos. And Le'acharel means...
What?
Shabbos is after Yom Tov.
Right.
My timer, Kevon Dahani Mikadmi Vahani Ma'achrei, since some come early and some come late, Tiknu Rabbanan Milsa Kiheicha Dinechalu Bahadi Hadadi. The Rabbanan made a takana so that everybody would be able to eat together from the Lechem Apanim due to the fact that some came early and some came late, and they could not go home during Shabbos nor arrive early. There is a 1 second. Awesome. Okay, we'll stop here, and we're about to finish up.
What's that?
I don't know yet. I figured one Gemara is going to go very fast, so it's going to be either probably in the next 2 weeks we'll be finished, that's for sure.
I'm actually a member.